Hey, can I get another vodka tonic, please? Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see you there. What are you drinking? Can I also get a beer for this handsome gentleman? Thanks again. Oh, it's no problem at all. I mean, I cut in front of you at the bar. It's the least I can do. So, how do you know the bride and groom? Oh, that's cool. Me? I used to work with the bride. Yeah, we still hang out sometimes. I don't see her nearly as much as I used to, though. Well, thank you. Your beer, sir? Oh, cheers. I was actually going to head up to the roof to get some fresh air for a bit. Yeah, that smoke machine is making my eyes water. Would you like to come to the roof with a gal you just met? Cool, let's go. Wow, this view is amazing. You know, I sometimes forget how beautiful it is here. Yep, I grew up here. I left for a little bit, but I moved back a few years ago. I guess I just missed it too much. What about you? Are you from here originally? Oh, how did you end up here? Oh shit, I'm sorry. How long were you guys together? Wow, that's a really long time. So you were like high school sweethearts, and then you moved here to be with her. Wait, you moved here for her and she cheated on you? Oh my God, what an absolute jerk. I'm so sorry. And she left you to take care of the rent on your own? Damn. I have no words. She sounds like a fucking loser. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche to say, but you are clearly better off without her. And on top of everything, she was a shitty kisser. Well, then he can have her. Yeah, you are definitely better off without her. Okay, wait a minute. You guys were high school sweethearts. So, does that mean you've never kissed anyone but her? Shit. Sorry. You do not have to answer that. God, I didn't mean to be weird. Just sort of came out. Sometimes when I drink, I forget that I shouldn't say everything that I'm thinking. Oh, okay, good. I'm so glad you're not offended. So what's the answer? Yeah, I also get a little cheeky when I'm drinking. Wow. So you've only ever kissed that loser. That's a damn shame. Well, because a good kiss is the best. I mean, a really good kiss can literally make your knees weak. It can make you forget everything but the person you're kissing. Your heart beats faster, your breathing gets deeper, you feel butterflies in your stomach. It's exhilarating. Especially if you're kissing someone for the first time. I have an eyelash on my cheek. Here, did I get I've always heard when you find an eyelash, you're supposed to make a wish and blow the eyelash away. No, I did not make that up. I mean, I don't know where I heard it, but I know I didn't make it up. I can't tell you what I wished for. It won't come true. Actually, this may seem totally off the wall since we literally just met. but I'd really love to kiss you. O only if you wanted me to, of course. No, I'm not bragging about my kissing skills at all. I don't know. You seem like such a sweet person. I think you should get to experience a good kiss after dealing with that loser for so many years. And I think it would be pretty cool if I could be the second person you've ever kissed. Yeah, I guess I am sort of a hopeless romantic type. You got me there. Okay, what if I just give you one kiss? Would that be okay? Great. I'm suddenly nervous. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Well, first, we need to be closer. That's better. Then I need to place my hands on either side of your face, cupping it softly. Next, I need to gaze into your beautiful eyes for a few seconds. Then you have really soft lips. So how was it? Excellent. We finally had a good kiss. My work here is done. Yeah. Of course I can kiss you again. I can kiss you 1,000 times if you want me to. I know. Like I said, hopeless romantic. Is it okay if I put my arms around your neck? Thank you. I just wanted to pull you in a little closer to me. Sure, you can put your arms around my waist. You're a really good kisser, you know that? Yes, really, you are. Did you just bite my lip? No. No, it's fine. It was cute. Would you mind if I kissed and nibbled on your earlobe a little? What? You've never had your ear nibbled? Oh. Well, I definitely think we need to remedy that right now. I'm assuming by your little shiver there that you're a fan of the ear nibble. Better get your other ear too, Would it be okay if I kissed down a little farther to your neck? Thank you. You smell really good. You know, this would be a lot easier if I could unbutton your shirt a little. Would you mind taking your tie off and undoing the first few buttons? Here, let me help. Much better. You like it when I nibble your neck too, don't you? And you taste good too. Have you ever had your Adam's apple kissed?
You have now. And on to the other side of your neck. So, do you mind if I throw in a few licks too? Well, no. Technically, neck licks aren't kisses. But I like to think of kissing as an umbrella term that includes many techniques. Was that a tiny whimper I heard? Fuck, that is so hot.
Hi. What? No, I haven't seen him. Sure. I'll let him know you're looking for him. Oh, fuck, that guy scared the shit out of me. Oh my god. Getting pretty cold out here, huh? Guess we should go back inside. Hey, it was absolutely my pleasure. I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself. I certainly did. No, we don't have to go inside just yet. What's up? Oh, whoa. Thank you for that. You know, your ex doesn't know what she's missing. All right, let's head inside, shall we?